halted against the shade of a last hill. They fed, and eased of packed loads, were at ease, and leaning on the nearest chest or knees, carelessly slept. But many there stood still to face the stark blank sky beyond the ridge, knowing their feet had come to the end of the world. Marvelling they stood and watched the long grass swirled by the May breeze, murmurous with wasp and midge. And though the summer oozed into their veins like an injected drug for their body's pains, sharp on their souls hung the imminent ridge of grass, fearfully flashed the sky's mysterious glass. Hour after hour they ponder the warm field and the far valley behind, where buttercups had blessed with gold their slow boots coming up, when even the little brambles would not yield, but clutched and clung to them like sorrowing arms. They breathe like trees, unstirred, till like a cold gust thrills the little word, at which each body and its soul begird and tighten them for battle. No alarms of bugles, no high flags, no clamorous haste, only a lift and flare of eyes that faced the sun like a friend with whom their love is done. Oh, larger shone that smile against the sun, mightier than his whose bounty these have spurned. So soon they topped the hill and raced together over an open stretch of herb and heather, exposed, and instantly the whole sky burned with fury against them. Earth set sudden cups in thousands for their blood, and the green slope chasmed and deepened sheer to infinite space. Of them who, running on that last high place, breasted the surf of bullets, or went up on the hot blast and fury of hell's upsurge, or plunged and fell away past this world's verge. Some say God caught them even before they fell. But what say such as from existence brink, ventured but drave too swift to sink? The few who rushed in the body to enter hell, and there out fiending all its fiends and flames with superhuman inhumanities, long famous glories, immemorial shames, and crawling slowly back have, by degrees, regained cool, peaceful air in wonder. Why speak not they of comrades that went under?